When this came before the board, this particular need, it was something the hospital board had to, we had to educate ourselves. The safe haven, we needed to learn about it. We need to see what the process was. You know, it's hard to imagine in little Nashville, Arkansas, the need for this. And as we educated ourselves, I think it's probably one of the best ideas that we've ever done. I mean, if we save one child, it'll be the most important thing we could do with it. So there's nothing more precious than a child if you're able to make a difference in somebody's life forever. So when we approved this at the board level, we had a goal of $20,000. And after we approved it, I said, okay, guys, we've got a decision to make right now. I said, what if we get $1,000? What if we send this mail campaign? We're not going to solicit. What if we get $1,000? What are we going to do? And everybody says, we're going to pay for it and we're going to put it in. And I said, I agree completely. But there's that possibility because you just never know when you do something like this. Well, we did one letter campaign, no other solicitation, and achieved 95% of our goal. We raised $19,000 with one letter campaign. Now, that's a tribute to the people in this community that support this hospital. That's a tribute to the hospital employees, everything that they do for this hospital. They give to the foundation. It's a privilege for me to be able to help and manage this money, but I am always blown away by the generosity of this community and the surrounding communities to give to the hospital foundation.